the Caps had better get going. Right now, they are the worst team in the NHL with a record of 2-8-1. And because of the lockout, the season already a fourth of the way over now. Clinton Yates is a WTOP contributor and local news editor for the Washington Post Express. Brian McNally covers the Capitals for the Washington Examiner. And our own Jonathan Warner covering the team for WTOP.
What a season it is not. Dimitri sat down with all three to ask just what's wrong with the Caps.
Too many penalties. George McPhee and everybody on the team realizes that. The second most penalized team in the NHL. They've got the fourth worst penalty kill. That is a bad combination. You're shorthanded too many times. The team has played well at even strength, 5-on-5. But when you're killing off too many penalties, and a perfect example was last night against Pittsburgh. They gave up 3 power play goals in the second period, and the game was over right at that point.
Second period was horrible last night, but again, I've contended this for a good 3 seasons. The Capitals just aren't as talented a hockey team as everybody wants to believe that they are. They've been a star-dependent team that's allowed certain guys under the radar, you know, move in and be effective players, but this team is simply, from top to bottom, not nearly as talented a team as they think they are, and they lose games to better teams. It happens regularly, and this season, it's coming to roost.
Brian, do you take issue with that, or are you on board?
No, I mean, I think there's definitely a decline in the overall skill level of this group. You know, this isn't a group from a couple years ago that was leading the NHL in goals and power play percentage and all that. There's definitely a decline. They need Alex Ovechkin to get back on track. He scored a goal last night, had the assist. George McPhee, interestingly enough, said today he thought the move to right wing, a new thing for Ovechkin this year, is starting to pay dividends. You're starting to see more space, more time from him. He thinks that experiment is starting to bear fruit. I'd agree with that, too. I think Ovechkin was their best player last night. If they're going to do anything to turn that around, he has to remain that for the rest of the season.
Well, we talked about the decline of the Capitals, if it really is, but just 2 years ago, they beat the Penguins in the Winter Classic. At that time, they're on their way to having the best record in the Eastern Conference. Now they have the worst record in the NHL, and it has gone steadily down from being the best team in 09, the best team in the East in 10, and in the last 2 years now, they have struggled a bit.
This isn't a situation either to me where the goaltending is happenstance. The goaltending has been poor, in my opinion. You've seen a fair amount of mistakes, a lot of goals going in, and a lot of times you can look at shuffling your defensive pairings and so forth, and you say, oh, well, this is a team that's letting in goals because for whatever reason they can't get it together defensively. I'm not of that opinion. In the net, we have issues. Holtby has been problematic. Nuovi got pulled last night. To me, you need an upgrade. This is a team that could use, more than anything, a type of leader on the team that's a netminder, and it's just not there.
Well, George McPhee today said that, you know, it's time you gave the 22 and the 23-year-old Holtby and Neuvirth a chance to prove themselves. They have come up through the minor league system. It is their time. I'm very surprised, actually, that neither one of them has taken this job and run with it. And, Brian, I'm sure you are as well, because I thought the Capitals were situated with two young goalies who have been number one, and in a compact schedule, I thought that would favor them.
During the summer, George McPhee said the staff got together and said, what do you want to do about the goaltending? And they just thought it was time for these guys. They've played in the AHL. They've kind of bided their time. They've gotten NHL experience. Holtby has playoff experience. Neuvirth has playoff experience. It just hasn't translated early this season. Now, it's a short sample size. We're 11 games into the season. But, unfortunately, in a 48-game season, that's a good chunk. And there's not really a ton of time for them to turn it around.
Well, not that far off, believe it or not. You win 3 in a row, you're back in the playoffs.
Win 3 in a row? How many games have they won all season?
Well,
I mean, this is what we're talking about. I mean, I understand that maybe from a talent level and maybe from a numbers level, it's mathematically realistic. But from looking at the skaters on the ice, I just don't see this team making a playoff run. They're not one of the teams that deserves to be playing for the Stanley Cup right now, simply based on performance, in my opinion.
Having said that, they will say and they will argue that all you have to do is get in. They proved that last year.
Yep.
You don't have to finish 1, 2, or 3. You don't have to win a President's Trophy. We've seen already that doesn't do any good anyway. If you get into the playoffs, and the LA Kings were an 8 seed last year, you'll have a chance. And that's really, at this point, that's all this particular group can ask for, I think. I think it is a long shot. I agree with that, given the number of teams they're going to have to pass and the way they're going to have to play. But you got to start small. They got to start with a win on Saturday against the Panthers and move on from there.
Yeah, the question is about Backstrom, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, where
he's been
absent
as far as I'm concerned
very
so far
question.
This
yep.
season. And, you know, whatever it may be, I don't know. But the production that he brought to the table the last couple seasons is something that the Capitals need in order to excel offensively, and he hasn't been there.
I think the team revolves around Backstrom, and I think you would agree with that, Brian.
Troy Brouwer said that multiple times. Nick Backstrom was one of the top 5 players in hockey the first half of last year. He was dominant. And I don't know if it's the injury he suffered in the KHL. He got a neck injury. I guess they didn't call it a concussion, but certainly was slammed into the boards while playing in Russia in December. As they've come back, he just has not looked like the same player that we saw the first half of last year. They need him to be that, and that's a lot of pressure, and that's maybe not fair, but when we talk about skill level, Backstrom's right there with Ovechkin. He's got to play at that level, and they need him to turn this around soon.
That's Washington Examiner Capitals beat reporter Brian McNally with Clinton Yates of the Washington Post Express and WTOP sports reporter Jonathan Warner.
All right, I'd love to make a bold prediction like the season turns around tomorrow night.
Hopefully.
We can only hope.